The House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. We're pleased to have with us today Pastor David Throckmorton from First Baptist Church, Homosassa, in Crystal River at the invitation of Representative McLean. Pastor, please approach the well.
Let us pray. Father, we're grateful that we get to come to you this day. You are God, the creator of heaven and earth. And we know that you created each one of us. You love us and you have a wonderful plan for our lives. Father, we ask that you come near us as a nation and a state. So many are weak physically and some are weak mentally and emotionally. Some have given up. Many have lost hope. Many have fallen prey to the enemies of their existence. Some are horrified living in broken homes. Some are living in oppression, which many thought was impossible in America. God, we ask you, what can we do? What can we do with the millions in Florida and in our nation who feel they live in a vast, hopeless wilderness? What can we do for the millions who have given up on life? We know these challenges don't just disappear. This is not a time for us to forget you. It is to our advantage to humble ourselves and to come into your presence. And may we always be aware that your favor has rested upon us since our inception. So, Father, we ask that you come very, very near to each one of us, and come because we are a people who need help. Come because we can't do this on our own. Come to us, Father, and remove the excessive weight that overpowers us. Come and kill the fears that slay us. Come, our God, and give us profound wisdom. Come and help us contribute to the good and not to the evil. Come with your light, because it sure is dark. Come because we need to be friends, and come with your love, because love always makes a difference. Wonderfully and excitedly, we thank you for the words of Jesus when he said, "Come, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Thank you, Father, for these men and women who have such a daunting task assigned to them by the people of Florida. We appreciate them and ask that you will give to each one of them an added measure of wisdom and peace. Please, dear God, bless them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Speaker Pro Tem Clemens, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two of our colleagues lost close members of their family recently. Last evening, Linda Gregory, the mother to Chairman Tommy Gregory, passed away unexpectedly, suffering a serious stroke. Mr. Speaker, we'd also like to honor Vivian Trabolsi, mother-in-law to Representative Dana Trabolsi, who passed away in the last few days. Mr. Speaker, as a House family, we offer our deepest condolences to our colleagues and their families, and I ask for a moment of silence in the name of Linda Gregory and Vivian Trabolsi.
Members, let's join in a moment of silence. Thank you, members. And please keep these members and their families in your prayers. The clerk will now unlock the machine, and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of quorum.
113 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Today, the pledge will be led by Karsten McCullough Bartoff from Wellington at the invitation of Representative Edmonds. Alyssa Cleckley from Royal Palm Beach at the invitation of Representative Edmonds. Kendall Cunningham from Port St. Lucie at the invitation of Representative Overdorf. Dustin Daniels Jr. from Lehigh Acres at the invitation of Representative Esposito. Bella Eberhardt from Wellington at the invitation of Representative Silvers. Isabel Fanate from Windermere at the invitation of Representative Clemens, Logan Fisher from Cape Coral at the invitation of Representative G. Lombardo, and Nyla Hawkins from Pompano Beach at the invitation of Representative Williams. Please join us in the pledge. Thank you, guys. It's great to have you with us. We're also pleased to have with us today the doctor of the day, Dr. Jason Portnoff from Boca Raton at the invitation of Representative Hanshofsky. Welcome to the Florida House. We're also honored to have as our law enforcement officer of the day, Deputy Sheriff Ezekiel Dixon with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office at the invitation of Representative Maney. Deputy Dixon joined the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office in September 2021 after serving 8 years in the United States Marine Corps. Representative Snyder? Hoo-ah. All right. In 2022, he was awarded the OCSO Medal of Valor for his heroic actions during an active shooter incident, and later went on to be named the 2022 Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Deputy of the Year. Deputy Dixon, thank you for your service to our state, your county. God bless you, sir, and your family. Welcome to the Florida House. We appreciate you. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Are the reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the report.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Mr. Speaker, your Rules Committee herewith submits the special order for Wednesday, January 17, 2024. Consideration of the House bills on special orders shall include the Senate companion measures on the House calendar. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Perez, you're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the report sets a special order calendar and allocation of times for questions and debate contained in the letter, and I move the adoption of the special order report for today, January 17, 2024.
Are there questions? Is there debate? Seeing none, all in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the special order report is adopted. Are there other reports?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills on the special order calendar?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the first bill.
By Rules Committee and Representative Cheney, House Bill 7027, a bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain the bill. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 7027.
Representative, hold on a second. You're recognized for a motion first, if you would.
I move that SB 72, a companion measure, be substituted for HB 7027 and that the Senate bill be read a second time by title.
Representative Cheney moves that SB 72 be substituted for HB 7027 and the Senate bill be read a second time by title. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Read the Senate bill a second time by title.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 72, a bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
And now, Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain the Senate bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill adopts all statutes of a general and permanent nature passed through the 2023 regular session, together with changes made in this year's revisor bills.
Are there any questions of the sponsor? Any questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions of the sponsor, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Rules Committee and Representative Cheney, House Bill 7029, a revisor's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that SB 74 companion measure be substituted for HB 7029 and that the Senate bill be read a second time by title.
Representative Cheney moves that SB 74 be substituted for HB 7029 and that the Senate bill be read a second time by title. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed no. Show the motion adopted. Read the Senate bill a second time by title.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 74, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain the Senate bill.
This is the general reviser's bill that is filed each year to make technical, non-substantive, and conforming changes to the Florida statutes.
Any questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions of the sponsor, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over a third time. Read the next bill.
By Rules Committee and Representative Cheney, House Bill 7031, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that SB 76, a companion measure, be substituted for HB 7031 and that Senate bill be read a second time by title.
Representative Cheney moves that SB 76 be substituted for HB 7031 and that the Senate bill read a second time by title. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed no. Show the motion adopted. Read the Senate bill a second time by title.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 76, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain the Senate bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill deletes statutory provisions that have become inoperative by non-current repeal or expiration.
Any questions of the sponsor? Seeing that Representative Escamani has no questions, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over for the third reading. Read the next bill.
By Rules Committee and Representative Cheney, House Bill 7033, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that SB 78, a companion measure, be substituted for HB 7033 and that the Senate bill be read a second time by title.
Representative Cheney moves that SB 78 be substituted for HB 7033 and the Senate bill be read a second time by title. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, no. Show the motion adopted. Read the Senate bill a second time by title.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 78, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain the Senate bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill deletes sections of the Florida statutes that grant duplicative, redundant, or unused rulemaking authority.
Are there any questions of the sponsor? Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over a third time. Read the next bill.
By Rules Committee and Representative Cheney, House Bill 7035, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized once again for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that SB 80, a companion measure, be substituted for HB 7035 and that the Senate bill be read a second time by title.
Representative Cheney moves that SB 80 be substituted for House Bill 7035 and the Senate bill be read a second time by title. All those in favor say yay. All those opposed, no. Show the motion adopted. Read the Senate bill by title.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 80, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain the Senate bill.
The bill replaces references to the term professional development with the term professional learning wherever they occur within the education code.
Are there any questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over for a third reading. Read the next bill.
By Rules Committee and Representative Cheney, House Bill 7037, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Before I recognize Representative Cheney, I would like to call on Representative Snyder for introduction. No introduction of Maria Wells. Last week. All right, how about another one? How about Chair Garrison? You're recognized, sir, for a group introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and happy Clay Day Eve for all who celebrate. In the West Gallery, I want to recognize my sheriff, Sheriff Michelle Cook, Florida's only female sheriff and the best sheriff of all 67 counties, and her senior staff. Please stand. A lot of these men and women in law enforcement, everybody, Ricky, stand up. All these law enforcement officers I've known for years, they're great public servants. Please give them a warm welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Lopez V, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like to welcome in the West Wing representatives of the Junior Leagues of Florida State Public Affairs Committee. I have the distinct honor of introducing a resolution into the record today that will designate January 17, 2024 as Junior Leagues of Florida Day at the Capitol. As a longtime Junior League member, I would like you all to please welcome women who have been doing incredible work around our state and advocating for issues that impact women and children. So please welcome the members of the Junior League of Florida to the House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Well, Representative Robinson, you're recognized for an introduction. Representative Robinson F., you're recognized for an introduction.
I was waiting for the mic to come on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to recognize in the West Gallery, Carolyn Nelson Gordert. She is the president of the Florida PTA. As an educator, we know how important it is to have our parent-teacher association to be there with us and advocate to ensure that our young people are well-educated. So I'm just happy that she's here today and that she's able to come and support us and advocate for our children. So I ask you all to please welcome her to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Members, if I could have your attention for a special announcement, a very special announcement. Today is the 50th birthday of our very own Deputy Sergeant, Jeremy Vaughn. Would you wish Deputy Vaughn happy birthday? I don't think I've ever seen Deputy Sergeant with a red face. Happy birthday, my friend. And please welcome back to the chamber, former member Joe Gibbons. Representative Cheney, you are recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that SB 82, a companion measure, be substituted for HB 7037 and that the Senate bill be read a second time by title.
We're a little rowdy today, but Representative Cheney moves that SB 82 be substituted for HB 7037 and that the Senate bill be read a second time by title. All those in favor say yay. Yay. All those opposed, no. The motion adopted. Read the Senate bill second time by title.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 82, a reviser's bill to be entitled an act relating to the Florida statutes.
Representative Cheney, you are recognized to explain the Senate bill.
The bill changes the terms Department of Economic Opportunity and Secretary of Commerce to Department of Commerce and Secretary of Commerce, respectively, wherever the term appears in the Florida statute.
Are there any questions of the sponsor? Any questions of the sponsor? Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over for a third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Gottlieb and others, House Bill 187, a bill to be entitled an act relating to anti-Semitism.
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, as you know, anti-Semitism is on the rise. In 2016, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance passed a definition of anti-Semitism that has been utilized since then. Florida will be, once we enact this, one of the first states to enact this definition into law, protecting Florida citizens and Jewish citizens from acts of anti-Semitism. Florida also adopted this same definition in 2019 in House Bill 741 in the higher education space. The same exact definition is already in Florida statutes. The definition is that anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed towards Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and/or their property, towards Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Any questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor. You are recognized for a question. Representative Benjamin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Gottlieb, thank you for your bill. There's been a lot of concern given to me with regards to what impact this may have on First Amendment speech. Can you tell me how your bill or any future action to your bill addresses this concern?
Representative Gottlieb.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to make sure I understand the question. You're asking me how my bill impacts speech? I didn't understand the question. I apologize.
Representative Benjamin, if you would hold your microphone a little closer to your mouth, and I think that would help. And Representative Gottlieb the same way, and other members would have an easier time understanding. Representative Benjamin, if you would repeat your question, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's been some concern that the definitions in this bill may have a negative impact on the First Amendment freedoms of speech. How do you address this?
Representative Gottlieb.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, Representative Benjamin, the way to answer that question is the bill does not prohibit people from speaking however they want to, as long as it is not hate speech. Hate speech is not protected by the United States Constitution and the First Amendment. So hate speech, anti-Semitic speech, which the bill defines and I think gives guardrails for anybody who is trying to protect one, that it specifically delineates the definition for anti-Semitism so that people will know what they can and cannot say without offending the First Amendment. There's also some examples that have been widely accepted as anti-Semitic tropes that have been used against Jewish people that are in the bill to give further guidance as to what does not offend the First Amendment. In addition, we are considering an amendment to be consistent with House Bill 741 from 2019 that is already in Florida statutes that would read, "Nothing in this subsection shall be construed to diminish or infringe upon any right protected under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution or the state constitution. Nothing in this subsection shall be construed to conflict with federal or state discrimination laws."
Follow up, Representative Benjamin, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There have been some who have questioned whether this bill will prevent folks from having legitimate criticisms of the government of Israel. How does this address those concerns?
Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Likewise, Representative Benjamin, and I appreciate the question and the dialogue that you and I have had throughout. The previous draft in the higher education space also says, however, criticism of Israel that is similar to criticism toward any other country may not be regarded as anti-Semitic. So my expectation, members, is to pass this bill hopefully tomorrow with your support. And then following that, I've already begun my work with the leaders in the Senate and Senator Berman so that we can add these portions to the bill and hear it again.
Follow up. Representative, you're recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'd just like to say thank you, Representative Gottlieb, for working with me and those who have been interested in this being a bill of compromise that can be accepted by the general populace. Thank you.
Further questions of the sponsor? Anyone with a question of Representative Gottlieb? Seeing no further questions, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Criminal Justice Subcommittee and Representative Baker, CS for House Bill 305, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Offenses Involving Children.
Representative Baker, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill adds human trafficking of a minor to the list of offenses for which a single conviction requires an offender to be designated as a sexual predator. Human trafficking of a minor is a life felony, and all other convictions for life felonies regarding sexual offenses against minors are automatically designated as a sexual predator, so this bill makes it consistent. Additionally, the bill increases the age that which the child hearsay exception applies from 16 to 17 years of age or less. And this exception, it makes it all consistent for all minors. And that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Any questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor. You're recognized for a question of the sponsor. Representative Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can you actually define when you're saying you're changing the age group?
Representative Baker, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So currently, the child hearsay exception applies to children who are 16 and under, and we are increasing the age to 17 and under. So all minors will be included in the exception.
Further questions of the sponsor? Anyone with a question of Representative Baker? We are on CS Rates B 305. Seeing no further questions. Are there any amendments?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the First Amendment.
Representative Baker offered the following amendment with title amendment, barcode 711849, between lines 94 and 95, insert an amendment.
Representative Baker, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The amendment reenacts several existing sections of statute that contain a cross-reference to section 775.21 relating to the classification of sexual predators to incorporate the changes made to that section by the bill. The amendment is technical in nature and does not make any substantive changes to the bill, and that's the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Any questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor on the amendment? Barcode 711849. Any questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions of the sponsor, are there any amendments to the amendment?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Sponsors, you are welcome to close on your amendment. Any debate on the amendment? Anybody wants to debate? Seeing no questions and no debate, Representative Baker, you're welcome to close on your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll waive close.
Waive and close on our amendment. All those in favor, say aye. All those opposed, nay. Show the amendment passes. Read the next amendment.
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over for the third reading. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee, Civil Justice Subcommittee, Representative Rudman and Representative Cassell and others, CS for CS for House Bill 385, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Safe Exchange of Minor Children.
Before I call on the sponsor of the bill, I have a welcome back to former member Elizabeth Porter. Welcome back to the Florida House. Also, from the Miami-Dade Caucus, welcome back to the Florida House, Representative Juan Ferbar. Welcome back. Representative Rudman, you are welcome to explain your bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure to introduce CS for CS HB 385, the Cassie Carley Law. This is the bill that provides for a minimum of at least one safe custody exchange location in each county in the state. Such location will be designated by the presence of a purple light. It will be located in a sheriff's station or substation parking lot, and there will be continuous video monitoring 24/7. The usage of these locations will be determined by the family courts. And if someone is petitioning for a protection from domestic violence, they can ask that their custody exchanges be moved to the safe exchange location. Mr. Speaker, that's the bill.
Representative Rudman, having explained his bill, are there any questions from the members? Any questions on CS for CS for HB 385? Any questions? Seeing no questions, are there any amendments?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the First Amendment.
Representative Cassell offered the following strike all amendment with title amendment, barcode 016161. Remove everything after the enacting clause and insert an amendment.
Representative Cassell, you're recognized from Representative Rudman's desk to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is technical in nature. It conforms the language to the Senate Companion, primarily changing the name of the bill to the Cassie-Carley Law. That is the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Any questions of the amendment sponsor? Any questions? Representative Casello, do you have a question for the amendment? Any further questions of the amendment sponsor? Seeing no questions of the amendment sponsor, are there any amendments to the amendment?
None of the desk,
Are there
Mr.
any
Speaker.
Substitute amendments?
None of the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Any debate on the amendment? Any debate? Member wishing to debate? Seeing no debate, Representative, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll waive close.
Having waived close, Representative Cassell closes on amendment barcode 016161. All those members in favor say yay. Yay. All those opposed, nay. Show the amendment passes. We're back on questions. Back on questions of the bill. Any member have a question of the bill? Are there any further amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr.
Speaker. All right. Show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee and Representative Amnesty and others, CS for House Bill 461, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Excusal from Jury Service.
Before I call on the sponsor, we'll take just a brief break. I will call on Representative Dunkley and Daly to make an... You're recognized, Representative Dunkley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like us to, on this cold day, to make a warm welcome to one of the amazing cities in my district, the city of Tamarack, myself and Representative Daly here, to Mayor Michelle Gomez in the East Gallery, Vice Mayor Maury Wright, Commissioner Marlon Bolton, Commissioner Elvin Villaboas, Commissioner Keithia Daniels, and our city manager, Levant Savu. Thank you.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Smith, you are recognized for an introduction. Representative Smith, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the East Gallery above my shoulder here, we have members from the Police Benevolent Association. We have President Jimmy Biardi with them. We have a deputy to Secretary Ricky Dixon, and it's my honor to introduce some of our officers that from the ISS of the Florida State Hospital, South Florida Reception Center, Dade, Homestead, Hernando, and Wakulla Correction Institute. Welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Cassello, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, today, House Resolution 8009 is being read into the House Journal today. As a former firefighter, today I would like to recognize firefighters that have made their way to the freezing capital here in Tallahassee to advocate for causes and, by extension, your safety. 80 years ago, on July 11th, 1994, the Florida Professional Firefighters Association was chartered by the International Association of Firefighters. Since its creation, its membership has grown to over 28,000 and nearly 200 fire, rescue, and emergency medical service departments. So for the brothers and sisters who keep us safe, 24/7, 365 days a year. Today is your day to know that the Florida House stands with you. Thank you for your service. My brothers and sisters in the West Gallery, please stand.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Cassello.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just for a post note tonight, is the annual King of the Hill softball game. Kicks off at 6:30 p.m. at the FSU Seminole Softball Complex. We hope to see you all there and see one of the rare victories for Democrats. Thank you.
I want to remind everyone to wear your long johns tonight. Representative Bell, you are recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Speaker. I appreciate this introduction. It is my honor to introduce the City Commissioner of my hometown, Fort Meade, City Commissioner Jim Scow, and his granddaughter, Kylie. We welcome you to the Florida House, and we also have another constituent of mine, Heather MacArthur. She is a court magistrate from my district. So welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Amnesty, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Florida continues to lead the way, placing families first in every aspect of life. The purpose of House Bill 461 is to allow women who have given birth less than 6 months before being summoned for jury service to be excused upon request. Strong and healthy families should be at the heart of our state's policymaking. With this bill, families will continue over a dozen states as politically diverse as California and Iowa. We will allow new mothers to be excused from jury duty. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Any questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor for CS for HB 461. Any questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over for a third reading. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee and Representative Cheney and others, CS for House Bill 487, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Lost and Abandoned Property.
Representative Cheney, before I call on you, I'd like to call on Representative Daly to make an introduction. Representative Daly. All right, how about Representative Garcia? Representative Daly, go ahead. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That was my warm-up run for tonight's softball game, so thank you for that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In both of the galleries, we have some incredible students. And I have to tell you, Mr. Speaker, it's the best meeting that I had today in my office with five awesome students from Broward County Public Schools who are all in town for Rally and Tally, along with school board members Lori Alhadef, Daniel Fogenholy, and Tori Alston. You guys are the future of our state and our nation, and I could not be more proud. So welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Garcia, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to recognize Elders Danielle Amato and Elder John Amos, elders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They are members of the 70 area, and they're here visiting the Capitol. They're visiting our senators and representatives so that they can learn more on how to better serve our community. Welcome to the Florida House, gentlemen.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Manny, you're recognized for an introduction, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Earlier this afternoon, the House was courteous enough, nice enough, to recognize a deputy sheriff from my home county, Deputy Ezekiel Dixon. I would like to recognize his bride, Samantha, his son, Lincoln, age 5, and his sweet daughter, Evelyn, who's 3. Welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Cheney, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HB 487, Lost and Abandoned Property, is a bill that streamlines the derelict vessel removal process, keeping our waterways cleaner, safer, and preserving law enforcement time and resources. And that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Questions of the bill sponsor, CS for HB 487. Questions for Representative Cheney. Seeing no questions, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over for the third reading. Read the next bill.
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Amnesty, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, please join me in giving a warm welcome to the Florida House, to the Florida Republican Assembly, and its members and presidents, Lou Marin.
Welcome to the Florida House.
All right, we have a few recognitions. If we have people still here, Representative McClain, do you have a recognition?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, please join me, and I'll qualify this. Do not blame these folks that I'm introduced for anything you see right now. But my parents are here today, Mr. and Mrs. Russell Doster over here in the West Gallery, and please welcome my parents to the Florida House.
President Tremont, an announcement, recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to, first of all, thank you to the Democrats. We proudly accept your invitation to join us tonight for the King of the Hill softball and to defend our championship status. That being said, we'd like to welcome our distinguished city council from the city of Port Orange, our Mayor Don Burnett, Councilman Drew Bastian, Councilman Reed Foley, and our city manager, Wayne Clark. Welcome to the Florida House.
Representative Woodson, do you have a recognition? Representative Woodson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two. May I do both of them at the same time, Mr. Speaker? Or
please, yeah, we want to keep moving along here, so we're going to try to wrap it up here shortly.
Okay. All right. Members, would you please join me in recognizing the wonderful, amazing people of Broward County. As the vice chair of the Broward delegation and on behalf of Senator Pizzo, who is the chair, I would like you to help me in welcoming everyone from Broward County on both sides, the west side and the east side. Would you please stand up to be acknowledged, to be recognized? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I've got... Thank you. You done?
I have one more.
Okay, quickly.
All right. The second person that I would like to acknowledge is a young lady from Broward County, actually, who has been affected by a disease. And she has done such an amazing job fighting the disease. Her strength, determination, and commitment to fight this disease is commendable. So I would like, she's on the West Gallery. Her name is Saul Ayerda. Would you please stand up to be acknowledged?
Welcome to the Florida House.
Saul,
thank you. Representative Persons Malika, do you have a recognition quickly? Representative Persons Malika, do you have a recognition, quick one? You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, please join me in the West Gallery in recognizing my dad and Lee County School Board member, Armor Persons, and our Lee County School Board Chair, Sam Fisher. Thank you for being here.
Welcome to the Florida House. All right, guys, we're going to have to cut it off and recognize Senator Broder in the Florida House. Welcome, Senator Broder. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, it is that time of year again when we kick off the 2024 Biggest Loser weight loss competition. If the holidays had you singing the Elton John classic, Goodbye Normal Jeans, I have good news for you. Starting today, legislators, Capitol, and district staff, and really last week, you got the email last week, can go weigh in at our clinic at room 313C to sign up and weigh in for the prize. The final day to sign up for the weigh-in is Friday, January 19th, so that is this Friday. And the speaker has told me he thinks a few of you have gotten a little too big for your britches, and so maybe this applies to you. The competition's going to run throughout session, and the final weigh-out will be no later than close of business Wednesday, February 28th. For those of you that can't stick to a diet, a deserter, if you will, we have some incentives, so do not worry. Prizes will be given out for the largest percentage of weight loss by the various categories, legislators, staff, male and female, lobbyists, as well as the largest total amount of weight loss, and of course, our Steady Eddie. Results will be announced and prizes will be given out during the last week of session. Registration is $20, cash or check, paid upon weigh-in at the Capitol Clinic. Proceeds will benefit the Children's Home Society, who has a longstanding relationship with the legislature. And so, as your doctor of the day will remind you, an apple of the day keeps the doctor away, especially if you throw it hard enough. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys in February.
All right, I'll recognize Representative Perez for a motion here. Before I do, we'd like to recognize back Representative Juan Fernandez Barquin, now the clerk down in Miami. Welcome back to the Florida House. Saw Representative Mel Ponder here earlier, and so we're glad to have those guys back with us. Representative Perez, you're recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conduct the other House business to reconvene tomorrow, January 18th at 3 p.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. The House is adjourned.